How does doom spending stop us from saving money? Thanks for asking. Members of Gen Z, when you were kids, you might well have had grand plans for your 20s. Owning a house, landing a job, getting married and having kids. But where are you now? Are you a keen saver eyeing up home ownership, perhaps abiding by some of the methods we've talked about in the past on Do You Really Know, like loud budgeting, cash stuffing, or the 50-30-20 method? Or do you feel powerless, like your generation got the short end of the stick when it comes to property, and that there's nothing you can do about it? It seems that many of your generation are so disillusioned that they think there's no point saving for things that they might never get. Instead, they're opting to spend like there's no tomorrow. A term has even emerged to describe such behavior: doom spending.
Where does it come from?
It's hard to pin down the exact origins of doom spending, but it really took off on social media in 2023, and on TikTok in particular. Gen Z loves coining new words to describe age-old practices that never had a name. Doom spenders will go on a splurge at the shopping centre without so much as a second thought, despite their bank account being in the red. After all, the word doom carries a sense of fatalism, connotations of a tragic fate, an unavoidable downfall. In November 2023, US financial advisory firm Credit Karma released a report looking into how and why Americans doom spend. The company's consumer financial advocate Courtney Alec is quoted in the media release as saying, "Much like doom scrolling, we're seeing people mindlessly shop to soothe concerns about the economy and foreign affairs, which could take a toll on their financial well-being." In other words, doom spending has become a survival tactic in a world besieged by crises.
But is it all really due to inflation and soaring property prices?
Well, many people find themselves doom spending out of pessimism, feeling like the world's going down the drain. Climate change is wrecking the planet, so let's just jet off somewhere before it's too late. Or my groceries cost a fortune, so I might as well treat myself to that £8 latte. But it seems that for many, the main driver behind doom spending remains the inability to hit those traditional adult milestones. Let's listen to what TikToker Maria Melcher had to say in a post of hers that went viral in December 2023.
When older people ask me how young people are affording nice things that they wouldn't even buy for themselves, I tell them it's because we can't afford anything else. Home ownership or starting a family is so out of reach that we're using that down payment or kid money on whatever it is we can't afford that'll bring us a semblance of the kind of adulthood we were promised.
So doom spending could be seen as a way to grasp onto some control amid life's uncertainties, all the while enjoying the rush of dopamine that shopping brings. But be warned, by shunning investments in the future, you might end up overindulging with no safety net. The thrill of a new purchase fades fast, and it's no solution to the anxieties about what lies ahead. There you have it. Now you know how doom spending stops us from saving money. In under 3 minutes, we answer your questions and help you understand the true meaning behind the trends, concepts, and acronyms that are making headlines. Listen along and you will really know for sure.